keeping it 100 if you're just not tuning in on this Relationship Wednesday. My brother John Gray, he was out there at MegaFest. He had some interesting things to say about his wife, Gracie. In fact, he had this to say about their relationship and how he caters to her.
Every woman in here at some point wants a man to come home and say, babe, here's $1,000. Go get your nails done. Get your hair done. Uh-huh. Get a pedicure. Get a manicure. The bills are paid. The kids are covered. I prayed over you. Now handle what you need to handle so we can have a nice night. Put on Luther Vandross.
Put on Luther Vandross. And so some people were excited about it, and others in the Christian community was like, oh my God, like, why would you talk about that at such a large scale and on such a large stage? My question to you today, I want you to keep it 100. Why is it so taboo for a Christian to talk about sex? You're on the line with Willie Moe Jr. Keep it 100. Flat out.
I think because we don't have enough information about it. I wanted to share a book that I read, Real Talk About Sex for Christians, that was written by Apostle Jerome Williams. It really blessed my life, opened up some things to me, and taught me about sex, even as an adult, being married. When I was able to read that book, it opened up things for me. And having a discussion with him, he had like a sanctified singles course or whatever, where I could ask questions. So that was really my first experience with talking about sex in the church.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that book rated G, though, ain't it? It ain't nothing bad, because you know.
No, it's not rated G.
I'm just making sure that the Lord is with in that book. God with
him. Definitely.
That's one of them books. Okay, cool. You know, when we was young, them other books, they wasn't all the way right. That's how I learned. I'm just praying.
No, this is the book that every Christian should.
Every Christian, okay. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to make sure. I had to ask you,
babe. You need to look it up.
I'm going to look it up. Do me a favor.
It gave terms that I never heard before, and it was the proper term to use for these, for sexual stuff.
Okay.
I'm just keeping it 100, flat out.
Flat out. Good job, Big Med. I think the book is good. I learned about it in the wrong kind of book. So I'm glad that Christians are writing about it in the right kind of book.
Come on now.
Yes, yeah. And it's in the Bible. Yeah. We never want to talk about this. God created sex for us to, this is what I said to some young kids, like, the world wants you to believe that God is a hater and he don't want you to have sex and enjoy your life. God created sex for married couples.
Yeah.
So why can't we enjoy it as married couples? Why can't we talk about it in a setting like MegaFest?
Yeah.
Why is it a problem?
I got a call on the line. Keep it 100. Why is it so tough for Christian people to talk about sex? Keep it 100.
I have no idea why they don't want to talk about sex, but I feel like it needs to be talked about, and that's why God created us, man and woman, to get married and to have sex.
Indeed. How long you been married?
I've been married June the 5th, May, 18 years.
18 years of marriage. That's good stuff.
To God be the glory. Indeed. To God be the glory.
So John Gray said he was going to turn on some Luther. He was going to give her $1,000 to pay her hair and all that good stuff. And then the Christian people said, all you said, you was playing Luther. I was like, what was he supposed to play?
Exactly. And that's one of the main things I want to address. It ain't like we're listening to trap music. What we don't make the drugs like nothing off of Jesus Can Work It Out? I don't think so. We're not going to put on no Jesus Can Work It Out. We're going to put on some R. Kelly. We're going to put on some Luther. We're not going to do all that. Hold on, Kelly. I'm just keeping it 100 flat out.
You on the line with Willie Moe Jr. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Bill Underwood from Warminster, Pennsylvania. How are you, y'all, Uncle Willie?
Man, I'm so blessed, man. How long you been married?
34 years.
34 years. To that young couple that's listening right now who may not have encountered anybody who was transparent about sex in a marriage as a man of God, because they had a problem with a brother who said, I make sure she keeps her hair done, her nails done. I make sure that I take care of all the bills. And I'm now taken care of because I cater to her. How do you cater to your wife?
This is how I cater to my wife. If the people read the Songs of Solomon, she talks about how intimate she is with her mate. He talks about how much he loves her. He talks about her breasts. He talks about how intimately he loves her and willing to cherish her. This is how I do it with my wife. Honey, whatever you want goes. I'm just keeping it 100, flat out, baby.
Flat out, baby. I love it. Family, so many people are checking in. If you're just not tuning in, John Gray had some amazing things to say. He's a pastor down in Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen. And he was at MegaFest. He said, listen, Like, I take care of my wife, and she takes care of me. He had one part in there I thought was amazing. He said, I will get her a box, like a gift box. He said, I want you to put this on when I come home. Mm-hmm. And when she opens up the box, whoa, it's nothing.
Nothing there.
It's nothing there.
And he said, exactly, I want you to wear that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Have
exactly
this on when I get home.
What I want you to wear. And so, family, listen, we are challenging you to keep it 100. Why is it so tough for Christian people, church setting, to talk about something that's totally natural that I feel mainstream media has perverted? Sex. We got to talk about it. You're on the line with Willie Moore Jr. Keep it 100. How do you cater to your mate?
I try to do the same as what he just did. In fact, I just left from paying some bills. But I'm in agreement with what the brother said about putting on some Luther. I'm in agreement with Luther, Teddy, Peebo, Eisenberg. Anything that's going to make it work, work it till you, Mike said, until you can't get enough.
That's good stuff.
I'm keeping it 100, flat out.
Hey, you're on the line with Willie Moore Jr. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Crystal. I'm calling from Atlanta.
ATL is in the house. How long you been married?
Been married for 4 years.
4 years. How do you cater to your husband?
Well, Song of Solomon for beginners.
The Psalms of Solomon. We need to get in that book, man. Pull up the Songs of Solomon. Any particular scripture?
No, sir, just the whole thing. I think, for me, I waited before I got married to have sex. Well, I wasn't a virgin, but born again. I waited for a period of time before I got married to have sex. And when I got married, that's what I was looking forward to most, is our sex life. And I think for us, the church, they should stop jumping over Song of Solomon and go right through it and let people know that it's a part of marriage. Because it started in Genesis, then he covered it with a whole book of Song of Solomon. And then, you know, Jesus keeps talking about marriage and the relationship between the church and Jesus. I'm just keeping it 100, flat out.
Flat out. Speaking of Songs of Solomon, it's in the Word.
It is in the Word,
and
bro.
So I want to kind of explore a little bit in these next 60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And Big Med, I want to go back to my Kojic church.
Uh-huh.
Where you would read the Word.
Uh-huh.
And I would speak a little bit about the Word.
Yes, here
indeed.
We go.
Big Med, the producer,
yes.
Let's go to Song of Solomon. What chapter are we in?
We're in chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Yes, we are.
You need to be following along.
Ready? Read.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
This is in your Bible.
For your love is more delightful than wine.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfume.
Uh-huh. This is in your Word.
Your name is like perfume poured out.
Smell it.
No wonder Willie. The young women love you.
Uh-huh.
Take me away with you. Let us hurry.
Well, gotta go fast.
Let the king bring me into his chambers.
Now, see, we're talking about the chambers. Listen, do you hear that this is in your Bible?
Can we get our snaps?
Can we get snaps? Crystal,
Crystal Lee,
snaps.
We're not snapping.
Crystal says she wants nothing to do with this
because at this point
in her life, she is not reading that chapter.
Mm-mm.
You must have a ring to read Songs of Solomon.
Hold on.
Let's go to another chapter, Song of Solomon. Let's explore this amazing book.
Are you following along of
the
make
Bible?
Sure this man is really reading?
No,
word.
I'm trusting this Holy Ghost.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please.
He's been
please.
In this studying for an hour.
Yes, I have been.
Indeed.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6. Let's go to it. Songs of Solomon.
She says.
What does she say?
And I read.
Read.
My beloved has gone down to his garden.
Oh, Lord, he in the garden.
To the beds of spices.
Uh-huh, the bed of spices.
To browse in the gardens and to gather lilies.
Lord have mercy, he browsing.
I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine.
Yeah, that's love.
He browses.
He browses.
Among the lilies.
Yeah,
among
like
the
this.
Lilies. Come on, snap your fingers, saints.
Is this how you got to read the Bible?
This is how Amen. You got to do it. Songs of Solomon. Listen, family, honestly. And, you know, I always like to wrap it with an amazing bow. I want you to understand that if we don't start having communication about sex openly to our children, to,
yes.
you know, honestly, they're going to learn the wrong way. Because I'll be honest. Nobody in church talked about it, so I learned the wrong way. The
what
neighborhood
about,
taught me.
What about talking to your wife or your spouse about sex?
That's true. You got that message. If you don't communicate because, like, I'm so over-spiritual that I can't communicate, the Bible tells us in all our getting, we got to get an understanding. Some women are not being pleased in that area because they won't communicate, and they're afraid to communicate with their husband, and vice versa. We got to have that open communication, especially in that area, because, you know what, that's a very intimate part of worship. Just keeping it 100, and if that ain't working, a lot of the other things ain't working.
Hey, who?
Yeah.
Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Oh.
I'm just, hey, we got to keep it 12 years of marriage.
Yeah.
We got to keep it 100. 1, family, listen.
1,000.